Shalom and good morning. I want to invite us to continue reflecting about faith, about the hallmark of faith, about the power of faith, about the men and women of faith. So particularly here, we want to look at faith in actions, faith in action. We want to consider the witnesses who are called upon to come and give their witness, give their testimony about the faith. The purpose of this section is to show that God's people have always lived by faith. Some people keep thinking that faith is about the New Testament. No. The Old Testament, men and women of God lived by faith, because the Bible says that it is impossible to please God. From the time he called his people, in the time of the Old Testament, that the time of the old agreement, even when he promised to do a new agreement, faith has never changed. And so we need to work by faith. We need to act on faith. So what do you note about these witnesses? I want to look at our forefathers. I want to look at the witness of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph. Let's see something that the word of God says about them. Let's see what is common about all these people. One of the things that we realize about them is that all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. Now that scripture, that verse, which is in Hebrews 11 and verses 13, going all the way to 23, but now that's verse 11, shows one thing about all these people. They died by faith. They died still living by faith. They had not, or they did not receive the things promised. Now, what was these things promised? The things promised is what was promised about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, when Satan went and caused Adam to sin, Eve and caused Eve and Adam to sin, God finally came in Genesis 3 and promised that the son of a woman, or the seed of a woman, will crush the head of the snake, or Satan, and Satan is going to, to bruise his leg, his heel. Now, Abraham died having not seen that. Of course, Adam thought that he'll be the ones, he was the one to see the coming of another boy. And that's even when Cain killed his brother and they got the third son, God said, Adam thought this is the promises of God. And all these people, they died having not received the things promised. But they saw those things promised. They saw the coming of Jesus Christ and they welcomed the promises of God from a distance. Can you imagine all of them? But the one thing is that they admitted that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. I think that is another good thing. While they lived here on earth, they admitted that they were foreigners and they were strangers on earth. That means they admitted that they were visitors. They admitted that this was not their home. When they went to, when God took Abraham's seed, or the children of Abraham, to Egypt, They knew that they were going there for a short while. I think that's one of the best examples. When they were taken to Egypt, they knew they would not build permanent houses. Why? They knew that they were strangers in Egypt. And when they came in the wilderness, they would also live in tents because they knew they were strangers on earth. Now that's way back after even Jacob and his children. Now, I'm trying to show you that all those people, they lived by faith, but they knew they were strangers. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. That is the expectations that people of faith lived. They knew that they are a better place. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have an opportunity to return. Instead, they are looking for a better country, a heavenly one. Now, this is another quality of the men and women of faith. They died, they lived in faith. They did not get that opportunity of looking back to where they were coming. They lived in tents. Why? Now we know. Because they were looking for a better country. I wish that God would help us to continue the same faith of our elders. What is this heavenly country that they are looking on? Is the heavenly one. Now, this is the country that the Bible talks about in the book of Revelation, where he says he saw a city. He saw a city of gold, a city that was coming from heaven. And it was prepared like a bride. So this is the city they were looking forward for. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared them. He has prepared a city for them. You see, God has prepared a city for these people, even as they died. Let's look at some of the very difficult life or things that Adam and that Abraham engaged in, did just because he trusted God because he believed in God. By faith, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had embraced the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned," Abraham listened that God would even raise the dead. And so, in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac from death. Now, one of the difficult things that Abraham did was to sacrifice the promise that God had given, the promise of a son. When God told him that he would receive a son, he waited for 25 years. But after 25 years, that's about 100 years plus, Abraham was tested by God to sacrifice his one and only son. Why is he saying one and only son? Because one and only son represented Isaac. Although Abraham had Ishmael, but they are not regarded as their son because they are not sons of promise. Because they were born out of trying to help God. They were born out of the anxiety that made them not wait to receive their son. But still God reckoned that Isaac was a son and his only son. And so when he was asked to go and sacrifice, it was a very hard thing for him. But then he obeyed. Why? He said, God is faithful. I want to trust God to keep his word. Can we trust God to keep his word? He did that. And he went and tried to kill the boy or sacrifice the boy because God had asked of him. And the Bible says that that action was a manner of receiving him back to death. In fact, he already killed him by faith. Because he took the sword to kill him, and God said, "Now I know that you love me." That's a difficult thing he did by faith, just because he trusted God. But God gave him the boy back to him. Faith, you must believe God is, and you must do what God has asked you to do. But God always rewards faith, because we said, you must believe God is, and he's a rewarder of faith. Let's see Isaac as a witness by, you know, the witness of Isaac. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, now you see, Isaac did not do many things, but he blessed these two boys according to his future. He told each one of them how they look like. He said that where Jacob would live and where Esau would live, and how Esau is going to serve Jacob all the days of his life. He knew exactly what would happen in the future. That, and God blessed Jacob by Isaac by making the things that he had spoken come true. 23, 21. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. You see now, here now comes the witness of Jacob. Jacob also knew that he was a visitor in Egypt. So he said he blessed the sons of Jacob, of Joseph. Remember when he was exchanging hands? He was when his father, Joseph's sons, when Joseph brought his sons to be blessed by Jacob, and ideally, the firstborn was supposed to receive a double portion. But what did Jacob did? He exchanged the heart so that he blessed the second born, Manasseh. And he worshipped when he leaned on the top of his staff. Witness of Joseph, by faith, Joseph, when his head was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instruction concerning the burial of his bones. Can you imagine now he's talking about Joseph? Though he was a prime minister in Egypt, he spoke by faith and he said, "One day you will not die here. God will release you." It was a promise. He knew what God had spoken, and he there trusted God. And he said, "When you are released, bury my bones in not in Egypt, but carry my bones and bury them where my father was buried." How did he know that God would release him? God would release them? He knew that because God had promised and he dared trusted God. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. Now, that's the other one. The children of, I mean, the parents of Moses, the parents, Moses' parents, they gave birth to Moses in the time when children were being killed by Pharaoh. They following the story of faith and witnesses, and they discovered that they could not throw Moses to the god called Nile, to the river, and they hid him. They knew that the king had said anybody who hide their children, boys, they also the children will be killed when they are discovered, and even them they'll be killed. But they were not afraid of king's edict, king's command. And they hid Moses because they knew that God would use Moses to save his children, to become a savior, to become a deliverer of the children of Israel. How did they know? They trusted God and the word of God. Father, help us to learn from these people and trust in you in Jesus' name.